This is surely one of the most well-known of the gospel stories and has a deeply important message. But on a day when the church demands I dress up like a bottle of Pepto-Bismol, it's hard to take it all real seriously. So we'll take a little bit more of a lighthearted approach. Now, one of the essential things in trying to understand Scripture is trying to figure out who it is that you are in the story, which character you're supposed to learn from. Are we supposed to learn from the son who squandered all the resources and then decided to go back to his father and seek mercy? Are we supposed to learn from the older brother, the one who was jealous at seeing how his younger brother was treated after wasting all of his father's resources? Or do we learn from the father himself to show that limitless mercy to people, regardless of what they do? But the truth is, I think the character probably we most all identify with, whether we want to or not, is the fatted calf in this story. Because the truth is, like this cow, we tend to just watch life as it passes by, utterly oblivious to everything that's going on, and then one day, it's just all over. In fact, I think both the sons in this story really were a lot like this cow. The younger son was very focused on just what he wanted, much like a cow. You can't distract it. It wants grass. There's nothing you can do about it. It's just going to keep eating no matter what you do around it. No matter how much you beg and plead for it to move and go somewhere else, it's just going to keep doing what it does. The younger brother was like that. He wanted his father's resources, and he was going to use them however he wanted. And it wasn't until he hit that point of rock bottom that he finally realized he needs to think about his life a little bit. That simply living for himself, trying to satisfy those desires, wasn't going to get him anywhere he wanted to be. And in that moment when he could finally be human, fully human, and think about his life, he realized he had a home. He had a home where his every desire could be satisfied, where he could have true happiness. He simply had to humble himself and return to his father, and so he did. But the older brother was just like the cow as well. He had spent his whole life in the father's house with all of his blessings, completely oblivious to all of them. He had no idea the good things that he had in his life. He could not recognize how good he really had it. And so the very moment that he sees this celebration, he becomes so jealous. And it's his father who makes him wake up and be truly human, to think about his life and realize you've had all of this all along, but you just didn't open your eyes and look at it. So often we are like the cow. We just don't think about what's going on in our lives. Whether they're going in the wrong direction or the right direction, we don't give a second thought to it. We simply react to the things that are presented to us and keep going on. But to lead a truly human life, a good and happy life, requires that we stop and we think. We actually reflect on what is important in life. What are the things that we should care about? What direction should we be heading? And it's only when we can engage in that process of reflection and reason that we can truly discover who we are and what we want from this life and actually seek it out and attain it. If we just go through life like a cow, reacting and satisfying every minor desire, then we end like the cow does in this story. We're just gone one day. It's only in discovering our authentic humanity and thinking and reflecting on our lives that we can embrace who God created us and open up that limitless possibility of entering the kingdom of God and enjoying eternal life and eternal happiness. So every day we need to take that moment to stop, put everything away, and just reflect. Think on what is important, on where our lives are going, and make rational decisions, decisions that are truly human, so that we may embrace all that God has given us.